To speak with you and the doctor.
Did you enjoy talking with the physician or the doctor?
Yes, he seems a good man.
Yes, he is a very religious man, has a great deal of faith in the Lord.
I could say that.
And in God.
He likes to talk.
Yes, he's quite a talker, and and I'm quite an inquisitor.
Yes, I know.
I would like to perhaps talk with you on something that puzzled me very much, and perhaps you can help me, which I believe I may need your help. Is when you first came to me the last session, there was a disturbance or an interference, and you apologized for letting it happen. Can I be of some help to prevent this from happening? And you asked me to bring her back quickly. And what is the best way on your way for that?
At any time, if we are having a conversation and I say to you to bring her back, I think it would be helpful if you would touch her, perhaps take her hand. I would not do that at other times. If you would take her hand at another time, it tends to call her back. And then there is something of a... struggle. But if you wish to call her back, take her hand, I think that would help. And simply ask that she come back.
Okay.
And she will come.
Okay. All right. Could you say what type of a struggle is this? I know I'm being inquisitive again, but I want to know that clear.
I'm not sure you did one time hold her hand and there was some, it was not very great. There was some problem. I believe it tends to call her back if you do. I don't think you understand.
Yes, I do. There was seemed to be some type of an interference, as if someone else was speaking instead of you and her.
It was not her. Yes. I may speak to you of that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Can I say this? I was not quick enough. There are many here, I'm sure you must be aware of that, And the one who spoke to you is aware of our conversation and would have fooled you if he had the chance. And not for any purpose, but you know, missed you. And would have deceived you and told you I don't know what, but very likely something which is not true. I will try to please him, Dad. We'll try to do faster.
You'll try to do faster?
Yes. Okay. I will.
Okay.
Is that what you wish to know?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that because it's my, well, perhaps you said there are many there, and to me, I don't know where. I know I introduced you last time to a physician, to Irene, to Mr. Ford, and kind of had a little companionship between us.
That was very nice.
Yes.
And I did enjoy the opportunity to see those to whom I had spoken. That was important to me. It was also very tiring.
Yes, I realize that, and we decided to.
Yes.
That was okay, we accept that. Yeah. It'd be nice if I could meet some of those people that you can say there are many here, and perhaps to be able to know who are these many that are there, wherever that is.
Very many. I think then perhaps you would have wished to meet.
I would not wish to meet. Perhaps not. I wouldn't know. When you say here, where is that here? I know I'm here in 1980. I think I'm here, and I believe I'm here. Are you privileged to speak up? Have you the right to say?
Some things I may tell you. But,
Well, I wouldn't want you to say anything that you may not tell me.
I will not.
Yes.
I truly believe that some things you should not know.
I won't argue that point.
However, I do understand in this circumstance that you must have many questions. I do understand why you have them, but I answer all.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. I think confidentiality should exist. Perhaps there are many things that I wouldn't want to tell you either, and I think I should retain that privilege also. So I do understand that.
Yes.
I do.
That is proper.
Yes. I want you to say no more than what you are permitted to say. And that's fine.
The doctor spoke last time. He asked, I believe it was the doctor, he asked if I were in your resting place.
Yes.
I have not heard that, but I think perhaps that is as good a name as any.
What would you call that place?
There's no name. It's either she must have a name, Karmic. Such it is difficult for you to understand, I know, but it is not necessary to have a name.
That's true. Name is only in a language you speak. Does it have a description where it could be described in some way that you are familiar to describe?
Just nothing like what you know.
Well,
or what I knew. I am not in a day at this time.
You haven't chosen a day?
No. That was my choice. I may tell you this.
Thank you.
That was my choice at the beginning, when we first spoke, because, you see, I had never done this. And
nor have I.
And I felt I would be more comfortable, I think is what I mean. Comfortable. If I were speaking to a true person as a true person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Alright. And so I chose to be such at that time. But when I spoke of my death, I left the day and spoke from this place. I was not in that day on which I died, or the day that I told you when the accident occurred.
Yes.
I was simply relating that, but I remember that very well.
Was it helpful to relate that to us?
It was very good. I wanted someone to know. I believe that not only what happened, but what people believed of me after the story that was put about in the town. Remember?
Yes.
That was not retold by my friends, but even my friends began to wonder after the time, and it was most distressing. And I wanted someone to know, some true person.
Would it be valuable to you at this point in time to let the truth be known in that area of where all this happened?
There was no one there that was there at the time. There was no... Even the towns are not there as towns.
Everything changed.
Yes. And the people are no longer there. No, it was not important but to tell someone.
Well, you told more than one. You told several people, and we can understand
that. That's true.
So at church service and the prayer and so forth, would that be of some value to you if we were to do that?
Prayer is always helpful. I did not mean to imply that it was not. would you please relate to the doctor my appreciation?
Appreciation of what? Of his
for his kindness.
Yes. Okay. There was a thing that puzzled me very much, which perhaps you can clear, perhaps you didn't want to, is that Jane, you were very much amazed to see the recording device, and you made a statement that now I know how she knows what I say to you mean to me. Is it that, can you see that this person you're speaking through, her mind other than what you tell me?
I don't understand what you mean, but would you ask that
question
again?
Yes, certainly. Well, you made a statement that you said, now I know how she knows what I tell you, meaning what you tell me.
Oh, you mean what you and I would say to each other?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, you mean do I know what...
What goes on in her mind?
Sometimes. Yes.
Is that permitted or is that just
yes.
a natural happening?
Well, I had been waiting for an opportunity for a long time, or you would think it was a long time.
Well,
it, as you reckon time,
yeah.
To speak. And yes, I can know what she does at times, not always, but at times, and...
Can you choose those times to want to know, or is it...
Not always. I must wait. And sometimes I don't make any attempt. To have other things to do. You might be surprised at that.
I mean, things you have to do. Let me explain this to you, Jane. I want you to be free to be able to speak to me, and I'm sure I'll make every effort to understand everything you tell me. When Dr. Bauman, the physician, mentioned the resting place, let me explain what he meant by that and what we think about that. We feel, then you can understand what we meant by it. We feel that when the body ceases to function and the spirit leaves the body, that it goes to a resting place, wherever that is or whatever that is. We really don't know. It's only perhaps an assumption or perhaps a faith and a belief that when the soul leaves the body, the soul never dies, and nor can it ever be disintegrated because it belongs to God. But we feel that there must be some place where perhaps that there's a resting place before it moves on to more enlightenment, or perhaps, I don't know. We simply don't know. Maybe we shouldn't know. I'm not sure. But when he said that, and asked you, are you in a resting place? He meant in this place, where you rest before you move to another place, wherever that is. Does that make sense to you, Jane?
Somewhat.
What do you say?
You haven't. Well, I said you may. Call it that.
Well, we call it. The name is unimportant.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That is why there is really none. My understanding is that there are many places you may go after death. And you see, whatever I tell you is my experience only.
Yes. That,
and it may not be true for everyone.
Yes, that's understandable. It's like, let me say this to you, Jane. There are roughly 4 billion people on this earth today. And each one has a different fingerprint, and each one has a different individuality. And I imagine the same must exist wherever it is that you are right now, I believe. So they
fingerprints? What?
Well, a fingerprint is on the spiral of each finger. I'm sorry, I forget that you were not aware of it, but on each finger there is a spiral and a film on your fingertips, on the inside of your fingers tips, if you look at your palm.
You forget, sir, that I have no palm and no fingers.
No, I meant when you were.
Yes, I know what you meant.
Okay. So we have, to ask you, I believe we have individualities in the physical body.
I understand what you mean. You mean those lines.
Yes.
I did know what you meant.
Okay.
I was joking.
Oh, that's fine. Well, but it was very important you say you have no fingers in your palms, which now I can understand.
Well, I think perhaps you sit there and you look at her and you forget to whom you speak.
You're all right. I realize that.
I understand that. Truly, I'm sorry. I have forgotten. Did you have a question?
No, it's just a continuing of that thing by trying to relate to you the understanding of what we meant when we used the term resting place.
Resting place. Yes. Well, I have been, since I died, since my physical body died, I have been in many places, not a place. And it's simply that I am in this place at this time. And I knew that I could speak to you from this place, but I thought it seemed proper to be a true person, and that is why I chose to do that. That was something I was allowed to do.
I appreciate your honesty with me. I want you to know that. And this is very uncommon, perhaps, in this world today for people to be very honest with each other.
I always prized honesty. And I still do, insofar as it is possible.
Yes.
But if I cannot tell you something, I will simply say I cannot.
That is my philosophy and belief also, that I need not to tell the whole world what's within me, and yet I have the right to share that with some people that are perhaps intimately close to me. You say you move and you've been many places. How do you travel from one place to another? I know I sound very naive and ignorant, because I am.
I simply go. I understand that you it is not something that can be easily understood from where you are. I know that.
Yes.
But it is accomplished quite simply.
I wish I could move from one town to another equally as simple.
Well, don't forget that there was a time when I could not do that either.
That's why you had to ride a horse.
That's true. I rode a horse once too many times. I spent a while, there was a regretted that greatly. It was a problem for me, but it is really not any longer. And would it have helped fulfill my purpose? And that would be of value to me also.
Was that purpose one that you chose yourself, or was that a purpose that was assigned to you or designed for you?
Well, that was when I chose myself, and however, it was not my purpose, not really my choice to relate to you some of this, these other kinds of information that you would have.
What?
But I have been given permission to speak further with you and tell you something.
Is this permission, let me say this, Jean, in all honesty, as I said to you, I feel in my world today, if I speak, I will speak the truth and I'll be honest. But I reserve the right not to say anything. And I think that's where you are too. Is this permission, let me put it this way, I believe very strongly in the Holy Father, the Holy Spirit, and Christ, His only Son. Is this permission given through channels from that avenue?
I don't know what you mean by channels.
Well, let me say that I wish in my... Meaning within a, maybe a framework, or within a belief, to believe in the, in my Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Father. And anything that would distract from that, unknowingly, I would want to have a tendency to oppose, not to oppose, perhaps not to conform with.
Oh, it's okay. You are beginning to sound like your friend, the doctor.
Yes.
Can you say simply what you mean?
Well, I am speaking with someone here, and is this permitted? All right, let me put it, I just want to let you know my faith in my head.
I know that.
Okay.
Already.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Right, is this permitted then? Let me say this. These things are happening to us here. You happen, Jane, here to me, to us, and to this one that you're talking through. And I'm wondering, maybe I shouldn't know why it is permitted to happen. And is it directed by higher forces other than, is it by God? Is it permitted by God, the Holy Father?
It is permitted by God, yes.
Yes. Well, that is a
Did you think it would happen if it rather than pass them.
Well, I don't know, because there are some cases that happens that are that happens in this nature from a very evil side, from a dark side, and
do you believe this is caused by an evil?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I only have faith and trust, and I wish not to assume, but I have faith and I feel that what the Lord permits and is permitted by God for our discernment, perhaps for our understanding. And I think that this would be the reason for this happening to us.
How's it work?
The purpose that I may not know what this is.
Would you believe that I also may not know necessarily every purpose there may be to this?
Yes, even as I don't know.
That is true. I would like to assure you that this is not evil, that it is permitted by our Lord. But you may not believe me, I know.
Jane, you have been very honest with me. There's no reason for me to not to believe you.
No, but perhaps you may not. But as well, in time, perhaps you will believe. I truly don't know if there is a purpose other than to answer a few questions with you.
Yes.
I have not told everything either. I think you somehow misunderstand my position.
No, I do. I believe I do, Jane. Let me explain why. Even as I am sitting here in this position, I do also don't know why this is happening, and perhaps you're in an excellent position to not know why it has happened, that there's a greater plan. And a greater
this will be done in about 15 minutes. I'm going to run the sweeper.
I only know that those to whom I go for to seek comfort and to seek advice is the way I must say this to you.
Yes.
Are from our Lord, and I do not believe that there would be an evil purpose there, and I believe, I trust, if you understand.
Yes.
But if there is some something other than I have been told, I do not know it.
Well, I believe the Lord will not give any more than what we can handle, and I'm satisfied with that. And
I told you at the beginning that I am not a wise person. You see, you wish to learn and you wish to understand more. And we do this as we live, and we do this after death as well. And I am learning and understanding, and I expect I shall continue to do so for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I expect so for me too, and I think it is a learning process. It's good to be able to talk with you in these terms, because I feel much more comfortable to know that one is permitted by the Lord, Jesus Christ, and I believe that's what you refer to when you say my Lord also.
I was not speaking of Christ, no, I was speaking of the father.
Could you share with me your beliefs, Louis? I've shared some of mine with you. I believe in the Holy Father and Christ as being His Son, and only Son, who gave His life for our sins.
One thing that I did tell you another time that I have a belief in God the Father and Christ as well.
I may have forgotten. I'm only human.
Well, I always did. However, my faith was not very strong, and I did not always follow the teachings of Christ.
I wonder who does.
Well, no one I knew. I would hope you would realize, I am not certain that you do, that in that time when I lived in that place, I'm speaking of in the mountains.
Yes.
There was much wickedness, and there were churches there, but many people did not listen to their hearts. That is true. I must not say that about my life in the mountains, because I do recall, even when my family lived in Chicago, there were things that should never have happened. My father left a game, and I recall when the first time that he went, he took Mama and I to the game was called baseball. Do you know of that?
Yes, we still have the same game today.
We do. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a group, I can't recall them, they were called the White Stockings, and Papa wanted to take Mama and I to see them play. They had an athletic field. And we could never go again. They sold spirituous liquors, and their drunkenness was rampant in that place, and abusive language. And Papa said, Papa left. But Papa went very often but he did not wish Mama and I to be exposed to such things. But there were many places where people in Chicago where people drank and expressed themselves. So
that wasn't what you necessarily cared for.
I was. That was when I was the youngest person. I can't recall how old exactly I was at that time.
What would you want to share with me now, Jane? What would you need? Some help, you know, understanding. You are someplace that I have no conscious knowledge of. Perhaps deep in my soul I know it, but no conscious knowledge of it. Perhaps I shouldn't, I don't know. I'll leave it to your judgment to share with me what you feel that you would want to, and it would not be in jeopardy to your well-being. I believe in eternal life, as Jesus Christ shown us.
Well, you want me just to go on and on?
Yes, sure.
As your friend, the doctor. But it's not my habit of speaking. You said you believed in eternal life.
Yes.
And you should believe in that. It should be obvious to you from our conversations that that is correct.
Certainly, I believe I'm talking to a living person. I don't believe it. The dead can speak.
Not that you know a living person, but that is not what you mean.
I mean, life.
Yes.
A living person, not so much as in the flesh, but nevertheless a living person. Otherwise, how could that help that exist with you?
You could not. You could not if she were not willing.
Yes. Now I'm happy that she was willing also.
She did not know if she should do this. She was not certain, and sometimes even now she is not certain. Were you aware of that?
Yes, she expressed that. She's a very honest person.
I thought so. That is one reason I chose her. I had that choice also. You understand?
Yes. She may hold back a lot at times, but when she says something, she's quite honest about it. Yes, I believe you are that way also.
She holds back a lot. I don't believe I do that. Except perhaps not to answer your question. But that's a... You see, it's not my choice.
No,
it was simply that I was not sure that I should do that.
I do understand that.
Okay.
Are you happy? Let me rephrase this. Happiness is a funny term. Do you feel contented? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel as a total person where you are now, wherever that is? Or is there any way that perhaps the doctor or myself or Irene may be of some help to you?
I think perhaps you already have been of help. Contentment, I feel contented. Oops. There is still much that I must do. There is no way you would be helping with that. That is simply my own that I must do. And I wish to. But that has nothing to do with you.
Yes, thanks.
And in that respect, I am not contented with that.
Yes.
If I am understanding you, but I am pleased to wait where I am now. Do you know that this is more difficult than I thought?
Yes, I can understand that. No, it's awfully hard sometimes.
To explain to you when you really know nothing of which I speak.
Jane, I think it was equivalent difficult for me to try to explain to you in 1980 laser beams and recorders.
Quarters. I understood some of what you said and what the doctor said, and some I had no idea what you meant.
Well, I understand what you're saying vaguely as well.
All right. All right, then we do.
We do understand each other. So how can I tell you? How can I tell you what a microphone is, or how can I tell you what?
Well, there is one difference, however, between us. I am not inquisitive about what those things are.
Do these things have some value to you by knowing that they exist?
They have value to you, and what I did enjoy was I appreciated your pleasure in telling me.
Yes.
That was what I liked.
Well, equally so, Jane. I have a great pleasure in sharing as much as you can and are permitted to say or can describe. I realize the difficulty in communication and trying to describe places that I have no comprehension of. Equally to try to describe to you a rocket ship that goes to the moon.
Yes, you said I am to see why anyone would want to do that. People are very different than you were, than I was.
No, I think we knew that there were explorers who crossed the oceans and went to the North Pole, and to, I think it's human nature to always explore. After all, the Lord did say.
But the common person was not like that. The people in your life were not.
That's true.
That way.
The common person of today is not that way either. The common person of today works and enjoys life and prays to God and supports his family and mothers and children as it was then too. But there are these explorers, perhaps as myself and we are explorers. The reason we do this perhaps is because, let me ask you this, are there many people where you are that need help as you need it? That we could be able
to? I do not know that.
You don't know that, okay.
That may very well be so, but I would not know of that.
See, a physician cannot walk away from a person's problems and say, well, I can't help you because you have a contagious disease. He must stay there anyway, and he must be firm and to help even though at a jeopardy of maybe a cost to himself. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure the doctors of your time, when you had perhaps measles or some other contagious diseases, were not to say, well, I can't see you because it's contagious. They had to go in anyway to help you. So So we are taking the same type of attitude here, that we cannot walk away from problems that confront people of today. Then we could not consider ourselves as people who are helping and wanting to help other people by walking away from a person's problems, as such as the one that is sitting here now.
I think perhaps it was simply that I have very few friends most of my life, and felt alone, especially after I left my parents' home in such a way as to sever that relationship with them. At least Papa would not receive us, you see, again, after, and would not allow Mama, although Mama did write to me. She made trips to Chicago very, very often. Well, and she would see my friend Lucy, who still lived there. And Lucy had my address.
Jane, there's someone knocking on my door here. Could you just kind of rest for a moment?
Of course.
I am back now, Jane, and something has come up that you'll understand that this is a physician's office, and the patient has come in with an emergency. See, we are constantly helping people to...
Do you wish me to leave now?
If it would not be an imposition upon you, and I would love to continue this communication.
I understand. We'll have enough time.
Yes, I know there's much, perhaps between now and the next time, you may think of something you'd want to ask of me personally. Not of the world around me today, but of my own personal feelings towards some things in life. Even as I have asked you, and give me the privilege to say no. That I won't tell you as you have taken. Would that be comfortable?
Of course, you have that privilege.
Yes. Yes. And if I take your hand now, Jane, then would you?
It is not necessary that we please. You wish to hasten it? Is that?
Yes, because these people need to contact one of the physicians. And
all right.
But yet, not too fast now, only at your. At your leisure and your comfort. Yeah. I'm gonna count to 10. An Irish 10, you'll be completely refreshed, as you always have in the past when I have awakened you and talked to you by counting to 10. Did you want that now? You may answer now. Okay. 1. To awakening, feeling stronger than you felt before, continuing to improve in every phase of your life. 3, you'll continue to mature and to evolve. 4, you're peaceful. 5, 6,